Old Abram Brown is dead and gone. You'll never see him more. He used to wear an old brown coat that buttoned down before. Spooky do. That was all I got.
That's the whole song?
I don't think so. That's all I had in store, though. Welcome.
Welcome to Wenches of the Round Table.
Wenches of the Round Table. We are your wenches, Bex.
And crew.
And crew.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, gosh. You know, I wish... Excuse me. You know, I just go ahead and apologize. If you hear growling in the background, it's probably the demon.
The demons, for sure.
Demons, 100,000%. Or it could be the fact that I can't burp whatsoever.
You know, demons. You know,
medical defect. Absolutely.
You can't get rid of your demons. They're on the inside forever.
Genuinely. 100,000%.
Might as well make friends with them.
Right? Well, I've been stuck with it my whole life.
Oh, bless her.
Lucky me. Lucky me. But anyway, so, you know, the hating continues just because there's so much.
We always
hang. Could go for days.
The haints?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about spooky stuff again.
Holla?
Yeah.
So the holla, 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 holla.
Part dose.
Part do.
Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Oh, there's that demon again.
There's the demon.
It's, you know, it's the demon.
It's fine. It is. We can't, it's fine.
It lives here. But
here we go, part two. And we are now taking listener stories. If you want to share your haints in the holler stories with us, you can send them to our email address, which is...
Of course, you know, you ask me that and I can't remember it. Hold on. roundtablewenches@gmail.com Gmail.
Send those through and we'll read through them. And if you have one interesting enough, we'll post them or talk about them on the show.
Yeah, which we do.
Yeah, we do. We've got two. A couple today.
We do. So would you like to start with yours?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that mine, all the names in mine have been redacted.
I don't know.
I don't think there's any names in yours.
No, other than Tammy Wynette.
Well, we love her.
Talking about Haints of the Holla. This one is actually my cousin really enjoys all the things about the paranormal. And
doesn't she run a big group?
She does. She runs Haunted Kentucky on Facebook.
And I followed that group for a very long time.
Yeah, there's some great stuff that comes across there.
I didn't know that. That's a surprise.
Yeah. So she sent me in this story, and I'm pretty sure it's a personal experience. So thank you for sending that in. I'm going to read the story as she wrote it, and we will add commentary as we go.
As we're best at.
Okay. So this happened whenever she was age 7. Ooh. Keep that in mind.
It's always the children. Does that mean kids are weak?
I feel like kids are actually more connected.
They're sensitive. They don't have the blindness of the world yet.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You don't have your hater blockers on. You see all the haints.
Yeah, they don't have
You don't have your hainter blockers.
Painter blocker.
All right. The wonderful age of beginning to learn and realizing you are growing. Lots of wonderful memories and being excited about new toys. Well, for me, it was something of that and more. I was living in a town called Irvin in a house on a big farm with a pond in the back where it was forbidden to swim in, and that was learned the hard way. I'm going to have to ask her deeper there what that was, because most of the farms that we grew up on, we weren't allowed to swim in the ponds because they were filled with cow shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, what is it? E. coli.
Yeah. Like, go down there and get pink eye in an instant, you know? Like, nobody wants to do that.
Swine flu.
There's some spooks in there, too.
Well, I mean, you know, if anybody...
Old Greg down there on the farm in the cow pond.
I'm old Greg. Do you think you could ever love me? You ever had old Bailey's in a shoe? Do you want to see my downstairs mixed up?
I do. Actually, I don't. That's fine. That's yourself. Don't send those in. Thank you.
No, please.
Anyways, one day some cousins came to visit, and man, was I excited. We ran and played and had a great day and tired ourselves out. I remember that night after everyone had gone home, how excited I was to sleep in my new Power Ranger tent. I had my tent set up on the top part of my bunk bed. Terrible idea, but I was 7. I crawled up to my tent and got inside and decided to do a little karaoke to some good old Tammy Wynette.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm slow at processing. Sorry, I'm moving around. She took the tent to the top of her bunk bed.
Yeah.
How did I miss that whole portion the first time that I read
like
that?
Like a queen in her, or a princess in her tower.
So she's on Everest in a tent.
Uh-huh.
At the age of 7.
Singing to Tammy Wynette.
Singing to
We've always, our family is a very karaoke family.
You always have been. You used to invite me all the time. Yeah. I always said no. I was too shy.
Well, my Mimi, she owned a bar.
Yes. Yeah.
Until she had her come to Jesus moment, and then she sold it. But I'm pretty sure my dad still got her karaoke equipment from that bar.
Perfect. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Alrighty.
I just needed clarification that she was indeed 47 feet off the ground.
Probably. Yeah, for sure.
Got it. Okay.
With nobody to
As
tell
a child
her no.
At 7 years. Yeah. Perfect. Vital time of development.
Yeah. After a good hour of blasting my singing, it was time for bed. I crawled into my Power Ranger sleeping bag and drifted off to sleep. I woke up, hitting the floor inside the sleeping bag with the tent. You name it. I was in shock. I tried not to cry and flip out because I didn't want to wake up everyone in the house, but shit, it scared the fuck out of me.
Well, yeah, you flew off the top of a mountain in a Power Rangers tent. Yeah. Where was Kimberly then?
Could you imagine that you're, and also like you're inside the tent in a sleeping bag. I'd imagine it's like one of those bubble rolly things that you go down the hill on. And you're just like tossing down. Oh, that'd be awful. Mm. So after my crying episode, I decided to pull myself together and I had a weird feeling come over me that I still can't describe. I was internally freaking the fuck out. So I thought it would make me feel better to sleep with my mom. I grabbed the sleeping bag and off to mom's room I went. 20 minutes later, I'm laying on the floor, hugging my pillow inside of the sleeping bag, still with this very odd feeling. I was lying there looking out the double doors that go to the backyard. It was beautiful out there with the lightning bugs in the background. You could see the barn, the swimming pool and the swing set. The sky was easy to see, and I remember looking at the stars and thinking how pretty they were just a-shining. When suddenly I saw something by the barn. But when I looked over in that direction, nothing was there. And this is where I'm going to put a stop right there because I do that all the time. I see like shadows all the time and then I turn my head completely like in my peripheral and they're not there. So much that my husband knows now that whenever I'm like wigging the fuck out, he's like, do you see the shadows? And I'm like, yeah, they're there. And he's like, those demons are coming to get you. Really, what I think, it could be the demons. Maybe I'm just ignoring them. But I think it's my BPD, if I'm being honest. But what if all BPD people actually see into other, like, dimensions?
I mean, I do.
And that's what they're seeing out of their peripheral.
I do it, too.
I know it's a symptom of BPD.
I see shit all the time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, sure do.
Crazy.
You know,
anyways, so I went back to look at the stars and something caught my attention again. I thought, what is that? Maybe lightning bugs? I don't know.
No, it was Satan.
It was Satan. I decided to just look at the barn and over in that direction where they say wildcats have been known to roam around when I noticed someone was at the barn door. It didn't shock me at first because it wasn't uncommon for someone to come by and go into the barn. However, it was late and I was confused as to who it would be as my stepdad was in the bed and no one was at the house. I continued to look and investigate this person as I slowly began to realize that this person was in the form of a lady who was wearing a blue dress.
Again with the blue dress.
I really think that there's something behind that because there's so many hauntings out there that say they saw a lady in blue.
Well, I think it's like when we were talking about it earlier, I think it's because it takes too much energy to manifest color.
I agree there, but I also feel like, you know, how we can't see like the ultraviolet light. I wonder if they're just in a certain light that our eyes don't pick up, and that's as close as they can get is that like misty blue gray.
But then you have the whole 13 Ghosts movie.
Or what if it's just the veil? Think about looking through a veil.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. 13 Ghosts. Have you seen that? It's one of my favorite horror movies.
I feel like I have, yeah.
Yeah, it was where they put on those glasses and they can see everything. Yeah. And he's in that house with all the it's glass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, the glasses get rid of the veil. That's what we need. We just need some spectrum glasses. You know, I don't want to see.
I'm already seeing on the spectrum, sis. I don't need to see in anybody else's spectrum. No, thank you.
No thanks. I see enough rainbows. On my own.
Now, who the fuck would be dressed to their nines standing in front of our old dusty ass barn?
Was it Tammy Wynette?
This bitch wasn't just standing there. What I had put together in my 7-year-old mind was this. What had caught my attention initially was that she had walked out of the barn door through the barn doors that were closed. Keep that in mind. The doors were heavy. It took some manhandling to get them open.
Me too.
I realized that she was glowing.
Glowing?
She was glowing.
Did she have a facial like you did? That chemical peel looks great, by the way. Shameless plug.
Do you know, like, my skin feels great right now. I did do some, like, decent scrubbing just off topic, but like whenever you get a chemical peel, it's almost like a sunburn, and then your skin peels off afterwards and it like renews. So last night I had all these little pilly skins around and they're still there. It was like, it was so hard to get like all of that off, and you don't want to scrub too hard. It was like whenever you're trying to get your toilet paper crumbs out and you just keep on wiping and there's more toilet paper crumbs, and then eventually you just get in the shower and say, fuck it. I had that moment yesterday with my face. But now it is glowing like this woman in blue.
Your crotch glowing too after you took a damn scrub.
Sissy, it is always growing or glowing.
Well, I would hope it ain't
and growing. Anyways,
well, whatever.
I take care of that downstairs. I actually have a person who helps me do that.
Perfect. Beautiful.
She's great.
Anyway, back to the story. Sorry, that was my fault.
Go get a chemical peel from Kendra at Whiplash. Promise you won't be disappointed.
Cha-ching.
Anyways, I realized that she was glowing like my face and my pussy.
Oh.
My 7-year-old self was more curious than scared, but not going to lie, it freaked me out. I lay there and watch as this random glowing person began making their way up the driveway. Where the fuck is she going? Was she coming to our house?
No, she's going to get a Kendra peel.
She's
going to
go get
a chemical peel from Kendra to glow even more.
Probably.
Whiplashed.
Yeah.
Kendra at Whiplashed.
Kendra at Whiplashed. I didn't know, and I didn't want to find out alone. I woke mom up, and I can only imagine her mom is, I love her mom, and her mom is so great, but if she reacted anything close to what my mom did whenever I woke her up.
About shit running up the driveway? No. In a blue dress?
I woke mom up, and told her someone was coming up the driveway from the barn. My parents got up and investigated, but nothing was out of the ordinary. I will never know who that person was. To this day, my curiosity is just as it was at the age of 7. Little did I know, this was just the beginning of experiences I would have in that house. This old house ended up randomly scaring the parents as they would see children in the hallway, an old man in the kitchen, the infamous spirit who I call the Lady in Blue. I'm now in my 30s and remember this like yesterday. Little did I know that this was one of just the first paranormal experiences I would have thus far in life. So, yeah. I think our family's connected somehow. Okay. Like, we're connected to the other realm in some way.
You and your damn children, ghosts.
Yeah.
Sick of these stupid kids.
It's always a fucking
sick
kid.
Of it. Sick of it.
Like they shouldn't be there.
At this rate, ghost daycare.
Thank you so much for sending that story in. I loved it.
Yeah. That was good.
I can't wait to hear more.
What part of Irvine was that?
The whole place haunted.
Is it? I mean,
it's haunted and tainted, baby.
I've not spent too much time there. I did go to school there for a little bit.
Did you?
I did, yeah. Hmm.
Interesting. I don't go to Irvin often, and I feel like Irvin's very beautiful as far as, like, the scenery goes, but I know that there's a lot of drugs everywhere around us, honestly. Oh, well, yeah. Like, they just get long gone on it.
On that long road home. Yeah. Well, the railroad does run through there. Josh Turner and his long black train. You think it comes through Ravenna?
I'm sure there's plenty of long black trains that come through Ravenna.
Oh, God.
Long black train.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. I can't go that low.
Yeah, no. But cool. So, funny enough, your cousin sent you that. Well, my cousin sent me... there's that demon again. My cousin sent me one as well, a little closer to home, over at Whitehall.
Ooh, Whitehall. I've had an experience at Whitehall, too. I'm excited to hear about this one.
The only thing I've ever done at Whitehall is drive around the Pay Lake.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I've never gotten out.
My husband caught a rainbow trout at that little...
Yeah, they stock them.
Was it Whitehall?
You probably did. They do. They stock them there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the one that's out, like, towards Winchester, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, once again, well, the names have been removed for privacy reasons.
Removed.
But yeah, so here. And I remember when she told me this story initially, like way back when, and it freaked me out then.
Did it?
Yeah. So my cousin sent in this story about her experience at Whitehall. And so here we go. But buckle yourself in there, Chief. And I am reading it as it was sent to me, so y'all can dispute the details amongst yourselves. I'm the messenger, okay?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger. All right.
Don't haunt her either. Thank you.
Yeah, please don't haunt her. She's had enough of that. But, okay. So I was in college at the time, and a group of us dabbled with exploring the paranormal. There were rumors Whitehall Historic Site was haunted. The original homeowner was some rich dude who was also a slave owner.
Some rich dude who doesn't deserve to be named because he was also a slave owner.
Fair. Honestly enough.
Yeah.
Fair.
Bye, rich dude. Happy Bye. You're dead.
Goodbye. Your house is ugly anyway. Whitehall is now a museum and holds events or some bullshit. I don't know. Classy. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her so much. Anyway. There was a group of us around 7 or 8 people, and we drove to Whitehall on one late Saturday night to investigate. When we got there, we were met with a large iron gate closed to keep people away from getting access to the house after hours. You know, right there.
Not only are you dabbling in the paranormal, you're dabbling in trespassing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because...
On state property.
Oh, a state park.
Yeah.
You and Shame. Your hooligans.
How dare you
trespass?
Go into.
They the have gate a brown sign
that our tax money now pays for.
Anyway, honestly, I'd drive through it if I had the choice. But, all right. So, one individual.
You're like on Fortnite and run into it 5 times with your car before it actually opens up.
Right? Or the car explodes before the gate breaks and then the gate breaks after the car's blown up. Perfect.
The iron gates are there to keep the spooks in, by the way. They can't leave through the iron.
No, well, there's your issue right there. See, you saw the gate. You should have left.
You okay? Should have.
I told you this then, and I'm telling you this now in front of everybody. You should have left.
You should have left, but we wouldn't have this cool story without it.
Right. So one individual wanted to get closer and slip through the gate to the long path up to the house. The rest of us stayed behind waiting
like
for something to...
Wood.
The true winner here. Was it winning or was it natural selection in this case?
Oh, dun, dun, dun. We're about to find out.
Right. The rest of us stayed behind waiting for something to happen. One of my very close friends, we can call her Beth. Beth.
Beth.
Beth.
Beth.
Beth.
You got to add 2 syllables. Beth.
Beth. All right. We can call her Beth. Was taunting the believed ghosts or whatever was out there while we were still waiting for one of the group members to get back from sneaking past
the gate. I want to know what she was saying.
I know what she was saying. Because I have been told
Are we not allowed to know?
We are not. Well, we're not allowed.
How taunting was she?
We're not allowed to publicly say those things.
Oh.
Yes. She yes.
Was she calling out the dude?
No.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, she didn't include it, so I don't, like, okay. She was antagonizing the slave ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the wrong people to antagonize mm-hmm. their
she was bayeth. Not. She was not antagonizing. She was not going after old man ghost. She was going after his people.
His people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Sad day.
Right.
Well, I wonder what they did. I'm sure there was a lot of anger there after she was antagonizing.
Yeah. So she's antagonizing. She's being a little goofy, being a little silly goose. but Bayeth suddenly started complaining her back hurt really bad. Myself and another person raised her shirt and reveals these large welts on her back. They were raised and started from the top of her back and appeared to end near her tailbone. Mm-hmm. It was like someone or something had hit her.
With a whip.
At this point, we were all freaked out. We're in a rush to leave. Looking upon the gates, we could see a faint light of a swinging lantern, most likely security, and the individual running back to us. We all were running to the cars in fear of guards and whatever happened to Bayeth. The majority of the group wanted to continue on with our paranormal adventures and ride over to the cemetery that was also rumored to be haunted. On the drive to the cemetery.
Is the cemetery there too?
I'm not sure. I don't remember the cemetery part. Mm. I'm not sure where this one is at. But on the drive to the cemetery, Beth and I were seated in the back seat of our friend's car. I had turned to Beth after asking if she was all right, and she seemed different. While just a few minutes ago she was joyful, loud, and having fun, she had turned silent. I could only manage to hear her say, "I'm fine." She had turned stoic and deadpan. It was as if she was conscious, but no one was home. I cannot properly describe the feeling I had when I locked eyes with her in those moments in the car.
From somebody who's been hit before, and through that, like, trauma in a way, I will say that after you've been hit hard enough, you really do go into a, which I know she probably didn't feel it because it was like just scratches or whatever. Sometimes you do feel it. Sometimes you don't. It just shows up.
It shows up and it hurts afterwards.
But like, that moment after getting beat and the, like, dead brain you have after that, mm-hmm. like, I can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mine wasn't a ghost, though.
You could see your target.
I guess she is now.
Stop.
R.I.P.
Stop. Oh, God.
She haunts me every day.
Good grief.
Bayeth.
Poor Bayeth.
Traumatized by Bayeth's the ghosts.
Got her ass beat for being mean.
Got beat by the haunts.
When we arrived at the cemetery parking lot, it was adjacent to a very small white church with a few houses nearby. We all piled out and attempted to be quiet as we walked to the cemetery, but we didn't make it more than a few graves before strange things started happening once again. We all started to hear coyotes howling in the distance. The sound was loud and grew closer and closer, like they were running right towards us. We all started booking it back to the cars. I happened to look back, and Bayeth, was standing in the middle of the road screaming. She kept saying, "Where are we? What's going on?" I ran back to her and somehow managed to get her back to the car. She had no recollection of even leaving Whitehall or how we got to our current location. The group was shaken by the events of how Beth was acting, and I was scared and worried about what I'd witnessed. And then it was like she snapped back to her old self like nothing ever happened. I don't really know how to explain what happened that night, and I'm not sure I want the real answer.
Ooh.
Like, look, my hair's all stood up.
I got cold chills mm-hmm. just then.
Yeah, but honestly, since she told me that story, I won't go to Whitehall.
Oh, I'm going again.
Mm-mm.
Let's go.
I'm down, but, like, I don't want to, like...
Can we bring your dad?
I don't want it to go and know that I'm associated with her and, like, attack me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Sorry. My cousin's ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Dadgummit, Bayeth.
But at the same time, I feel like it would be okay, too, because you're not her.
True. I've not contributed to any of the antagonizing.
Yeah. I'm not a antagonizer of ghosts. I feel like I used to be. I used to really want to tempt them and get somebody mad at me just to see it. But I think now I'm more into, like, can I help you? Like, why are you here?
You know, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
I've had enough of, what's the adjective I'm looking for? Malevolent spirits. I've had enough of that.
Yeah.
Not doing
it. Not into it.
Not doing it. Nope. But yeah. So thank you. Thank you for those stories. They're fantastic. I look forward to hearing more.
I can't wait to see what else comes in.
Yeah. I love personal experiences.
Yeah.
They're so great. But so with that, and like, this is one of those episodes where not this episode, but all of them, technically, they're recurring because there's so many haunted things here.
There are. And we're so interested in them, too. So you all will hear a lot of those stories as we go, sprinkled in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I love a good ghost story. And you know, making fun of, Billy Bob in the barn with his sheep squatch is funny. Bob. You know, it cuts up.
That
cuts
damn
it up.
Sheep squatch.
Sheep squatch. Sheep squatch. Squatch is seeped.
Oh, God.
Ew. Ew.
Ew.
But yeah, so I did a deep dive. I know that we were looking at videos that you sent on the old TikTok.
Yeah.
Before it gets banned, you know, we're enjoying it the last few times before they cut it out for us. How am I going to find new music now?
Like we used to on LimeWire, illegally.
Wait, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Anyway, Napster.
There you go.
I just dated myself. But anyway, No, I did a deep dive into Kentucky State Penitentiary.
Ew.
I love prisons. I don't love prisons.
I love prisons.
I like prison lore.
Hey,
like,
they keep you warm and they keep you fed.
Yeah, 3 square meals a day.
I know a couple of my family members that go on purpose sometimes just to have a roof over their heads. So,
listen, you know, there's no judgment.
Yeah.
There's really not. I get
like,
it.
Oh, I'm cold. Let me go stab this dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I cut that man up in the dumpster for a Pop-Tart.
Oh, God. Some commissary. Send the commissary, please.
No. It would be like some Gypsy Rose.
Oh, Lord. I heard she's getting a divorce.
Already?
Yeah.
It's not even been like 6 months, has it?
Deleted everything. Well, I mean, catfish much, you know? Like, we all knew who she was. We didn't really know who this dude was.
Peter Griffin.
It was Peter Griffin.
That's what I heard. I didn't even know what he looked like until like 2 days ago.
He gave me like, and I know that whenever people say the word groom, like grooming children, he gave me a vibe in a way.
Yeah, he did kind of give me that little bit of a scuzzy.
I mean, Gypsy had been to the pen, man. You know, like she ain't fucking with no
trifling ass scrubbins. She's not hanging out of the side of her
and I'm sure she had so many like little deals coming her way because she was so popular as soon as she popped out, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
she's been on a lot of things, lots of talk shows and stuff,
but I guess they're getting a divorce. I don't know.
Oh well, welcome to the world.
So anyway, so the state pen,
yeah, goes listen. No, I don't at this point after, and I'm still reading. I bought a whole book. I literally have done a deep dive.
How long was the pen? Do you know how long it was active?
Oh, no, it's still active.
It's still going?
Yeah, no, it's Kentucky's only maximum security prison. That's where the death row is. That's where the electric chair was.
Still have death row?
Yeah. Our last, I think, if I can remember correctly.
The thought of killing somebody just really doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, no, the last lethal injection that we had in the state, I think, was 2002.
Interesting.
But there's like seven or something like that death row inmates right now. Yeah, for various things. And I read, I looked up like what they're in there for. And honestly, like, and this is probably just me as a human, I feel like they're on death row for things that...
Is it back taxes?
No, they're all like murderers and serial killers and stuff. But like... I've seen people do worse and they're not on death row.
Yeah.
But these people are. It was shocking to me.
Yeah.
to see that they were on death row compared to their some of their brethren in there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But it's still functioning. Mm. It is in use currently.
I wonder if they're like the Crash Bandicoots of the prison world, and that's why they're on death row instead of maybe they're not workable.
I looked at their pictures, and honestly, I would not want to see any of them in regular society.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all had crazy eyes.
Oh, like, bless their hearts.
Like bad.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. They probably
would. I empathize with the crazy eyes.
I doubt they'll hear this.
That really sucks. It's really self-control's hard sometimes.
It is. But I get it.
You can't go doing shit like that, you know?
Yeah, no, not into this day's world. The purge is not legal yet. Mm-mm. But yeah, so it is Kentucky's only functioning maximum security prison.
Nice.
It's called the Castle on the Cumberland.
So not only are people going to prison, but they're getting haunted while they're there.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a ghost. After like reading everything that I've read, and I'm not even finished.
A demon.
Absolutely.
For sure.
100,000%.
I'm excited.
Well, okay, so like one of the stories that I read, the book that I'm reading, it was written by a guard that worked there. Okay. I think his last name is Asher, I believe.
Asher.
Yeah, Steve Asher. But he wrote all the things that he saw while he was there for his extended period of time.
Oh, that's
and, you know, as you can imagine, the turnover rate is very, very high.
Was he like a night guard?
Yeah, he did a little of everything.
Oh, cool.
But most of the stuff, yeah, it happened at night. But it just, it just makes you feel icky. Like, I feel nasty reading some of the experiences. Like, it's just, ew. And, like, when I was doing all of the reading, like, looking at things to talk about, I kept thinking, I was like, oh, I want to go there. And then, like, every bell, whistle, alarm, everything in my body screamed at me, no, don't you dare
go
there.
Got all the red flags.
Yeah, so the universe is keeping me away.
Let's go collect our red flags.
I'm not going to that prison.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, it's got people in it. I don't want to go there.
Well, let's hear some stories that might change my mind.
Right? Well, my personal favorite, before we get into some stories, we'll give it a little background. The presence there is very evil. Everyone is in agreement that it is not cute. It's not a happy spirit. As you can imagine, I'm sure there's not much happiness that goes on at
was it prison. Built on like sacred land or something? No. Is there anything behind it? It's just the prison was there. Shit happened in the prison.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's been around for a long time. So in Frankfort, when Kentucky State Reformatory filled up, this was the overflow for that.
Okay.
And it's down in Eddyville, so it's on Lake Barkley.
Oh.
So it's on the Cumberland River. So you go down there. They sent the worst of the worst down there. And it was founded, I think, 1889.
Okay.
Through Civil War, like segregation, you know, blacks, whites, they were separate, like lots. It's bloody.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of the quotes was like, if ever anything was founded on blood, it would be this place.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's bad. Like, that place has seen lots some of stuff.
Egg.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, there's no happiness there. It's like Azkaban, honestly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Everything that I've read is really bad, and it just keeps getting worse.
Nice.
I love it. I'm eating it up.
Yeah.
But they said that the evil there, you know, the people that died, because they've had lots of people hung, because, you know, they did the hangman's
noose. The gallows.
Mm-hmm. They did that for a while.
That's what I was thinking the other day about people wearing crosses and stuff. Is like, that's no different than somebody walking around with a slip knot around their neck or like the guillotine. I want a guillotine necklace.
They make them.
They do, but like, why are you wearing the method of death? That doesn't make sense to me.
You know, are the people that wear the nail?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The big Jesus nail.
Mm-hmm. Because you're the pain in his hands, yeah.
Pain in his ass,
the
too.
The thorn in his foot, for sure.
You
You're absolutely correct, too. Because when I was wearing that nail, it was the worst time of my teenagehood. So I absolutely...
Like walking around with a Jesus Moldavite or something. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah. Shit. Your whole world would implode. No.
So let me walk around with the device we used to kill this motherfucker around my neck to celebrate him. It's fine. Anyways, back to the
lethal
story.
Injection. Sorry. Well, see, they had the gallows and then they went to the electric chair. So old Sparky was there.
Oh.
And it said that there's still the screws in the floor.
I wonder how that feels.
I don't, you know, I'd really hope, I mean, I'm glad they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
To my knowledge. I mean, I'm sure somebody does somewhere. I mean, any of you that have nipple piercings.
I have an idea of how it smells.
Me too.
What about nipple piercings?
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you really want to know, go hook your nipple piercings up to the car battery.
A car battery?
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
I don't have nipple piercings.
Oh. We should
try that. Do you have them?
I do.
Okay. Well, you want to go outside and do it?
I don't know about a car battery. Can we start with like a taser or something?
What about a taser?
A taser to the nipple?
Yeah. To the nipple ring. I bet it'll arc.
That's going to be a subscription access only. Yeah,
that'll be a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
For sure.
Yeah. But so, you know, a lot of deplorable conditions were at this prison. People died. Lots of people died. people were beat to death. You know, it's a prison. Everybody's angry. And these are the angriest of the angries.
Yeah. And I fucking hate how prisons in the U.S. are ran.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's, I mean, honestly.
Prison reform is necessary, but I don't think we have.
Indentured servants in a way.
Yeah. Well, and he talks about a lot, because I know this prison, they employ them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it said that they made.
Licenses and stuff.
No, they sew clothes for other inmates.
I know that our cosmetology licenses were made by inmates one year. I don't know which. It took them a while to get to us, so.
Well, yeah, you are a W. W for win.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so the place has a lot of negativity in it. A lot of hatred, a lot of anger, probably a lot of injustice.
I would imagine. I'm sure.
Lots of guard abuse. You know, typical when you see, what is that show? World's Worst Prisons or whatever. I think it's on there.
Yeah.
Actually.
Is
yeah.
It?
Just from at one point, like guard abuse and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've watched a lot of ghost stories about different prisons. I don't know if I've seen it about this one though.
And you know, now that I look at it, now that I've looked it up, I'm seeing it everywhere. But yeah. I've never really paid attention to it up until now, which is why I really took an interest to it, because I'd never heard of it. But
down the autism rabbit hole we go.
Oh, and it's a deep one. We're still in it.
Okay.
I'm not out. I'm just sticking my little ears out right now. But so whatever presence is there, the constant exposure to it has been said to drive the inmates, the guards, everyone absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like it makes them act crazy, like do awful things because of just constant. And like the particular instance that he was talking about when he was telling the story, it was just like it was a tapping. Like it tapped constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like it would tap
like that kid during your like midterm test in college with their fucking pen clicker.
Mm-hmm. That's when you just slap him in the back of the head and throw the pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, I'm sure that's how it feels to the inmates whenever they're hearing that constantly and they don't have anything else to listen to.
Mm-hmm. And you've got this bitch fucking moaning in the background.
Oh, God.
Like, you got old asshole over here who wants to rip your guts out and feed it to you. And then you've got dead ass over here who's in the background constantly.
And another guy who's ready to just grab your nuts as soon as you bend over in the shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming at them from all angles.
All angles,
up, down, inside,
round
out,
and round.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to town,
right?
But you can't because you're in prison.
Exactly. So you're stuck with it. Yeah. And then all the officers and stuff, like, you know, the employment rate's very, very high. And then the officers all have a higher than average divorce and substance abuse rate per capita.
I wonder why?
Well, because they're nuts. They're crazy. Because this ghost, this demon ass, is haunting them to death.
Yeah.
Like, it's doing some, like, it's, this place is so bad that, and I don't know if it's still there, but, like, one of the leading things about it was, like, there's a sign over the door that's, like, abandon all hope. What is it? Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Ew.
Yeah. Which is the, you know, it's from Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, it would be the Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which, that's one of my favorite. Like, Dante's Inferno was my shit.
Yeah, it's a book.
It's a poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass poem, though.
It's a very long poem, but it's a very good poem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, so if you love hell...
I just don't, like... The whole system's fucked, man.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's a, like, somebody who's already tortured on the insides.
Yeah, let's put them with everyone else. You're going to
put them with other tortured people, mm-hmm. which is fine most of the time, as long as there's people around there that can... You know, send love and kindness into the world. It can help a little bit, but that you let them walk through the doors with the expectation that it's never going to get better,
mm-hmm.
but you expect them to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he talks about that in the book too. It's a very good book.
It's so fucked, man.
Oh, I know. And we could go for days.
It's so fucked
for days.
Yeah.
But I think one of my it's not great. But one of my favorite stories about the inmates, the current ones, there was a guy, if it just tells you about the kind of people, you know, that are there, one of the guys, back when the inmates still bunked together, they don't now, they're all individually celled now,
wow.
For this reason.
Good for them. The ghost got them to spread out. Well, this wasn't, maybe this guy's just like answering prayers.
He's influencing their actions for sure, apparently. But no, he decapitated his roommate for quote unquote stepping out on him. I don't know. Oh, what was it? It was what did he decapitate him with?
Because like I've been to the crazy house before, mm-hmm. and like they take everything from you.
Yes.
How did you decapitate your friend?
I'm not sure. I want to know.
Did you sharpen the toilet seat lid?
No, I think he used like his face or something. Like it was ridiculous. Like he tore his head off. It was insane.
Oh, wow. Like
supernatural kind of strength kind of deal.
Full like gorilla mode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and even better, it gets better. Okay. So one of the first stories in the book is this inmate, and I so lovingly labeled him the penis guy.
Okay.
So. When
was he a big penis guy or a
well, it didn't say. There really was no descriptor on length or girth, but it was clearly big enough to do what he did.
Oh no!
So did he this is the influence. This is the influence that this presence had.
Okay,
right. So I think this particular story happened to a reporter. I can't remember. I'm not sure. And I'm sure I'm screwing it up. I'm sure somebody will correct me. But no, it was when the guard first started working there.
Okay.
And he had to go down. They had an inmate who had caused a ruckus. And they got down there and there's blood everywhere. Like everywhere. It's all over everything. It's covering every body. Like there's blood all over the place. They get this guy sedated and restrained, right?
Yeah.
And so he's in the chair, like the Hannibal Lecter chair that they roll him around in. And he's got a wad of towels in his lap. And the guard, they get to the infirmary, and the guard looks at it and looks down. This man had sawed his penis off with a staple.
A single staple?
One staple. They forgot to take the staples out of the mail that they gave him, and he cut his dick off.
Why?
He said he felt like he had to get it out. Like whatever it was inside of him, and he had to get it off.
Was he like a predator?
I don't know. It didn't go into that, but I wonder.
I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But yeah, he sawed his dick off with a staple.
If he was the demons doing God's work.
Right. Is it a demon then?
Mm.
Oh. There's those heffalumps you were talking about.
Those heffalumps? Yeah. The Nephilim?
But yeah, so he cut his dick off with a staple. And I, you know, even I think about staples. Because like, you know, an industrial staple, for sure, you could do some damage to that. Those things are big.
A staple that's in your mail?
No, that's a regular fucking staple. That's one regular staple. This man sharpened that and sawed his penis off with it.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a staple for me.
You just stab it so many times? Yeah, well, and that's... It falls off in the same...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he did. It's like a needle felting, you know, how you stab the wool over and over.
I heard that if you tie it real tight, it can fall off that way.
That's how they neuter farm animals. They just wrap a band around the nuts.
Mm.
Sometimes. But yeah, so the nurse had to try to reattach his member because he stapled it off.
You're telling me that my money pays for somebody who don't want a penis cut itself off to get that reattached, but not gender affirming care.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all bitches.
Well, I don't know how long ago that was either.
I feel like it was probably yesterday or 2 years before.
Well, I think he mentioned that he worked there. I think he said he worked there for like...
They're doing gender-affirming care in the prisons if you cut off your own penis. That's the answer. And I mean, us as women, we get abortions with... coat hangers. So
what's the difference?
Do the work, medical care will pay for it in some way. Depends on the risk here. I'm kidding. Do not do that,
honestly, you know. And you but yeah, so there's penis man, and then there is the shower room on the second floor cell block. It's like A and B and then like C and D.
You already get spooked enough in the shower.
Right.
Can you imagine having an actual haunted shower?
Well, and like the way that this place is set up, like there's communal showers for like everyone else. And then this particular shower room was for like the inmates that did like maintenance and painting, and they needed to like get in there and like scrub.
Okay.
So they had their own room. But the guard was closing up everything one night, and he saw something. Like, he saw what he said were two fully formed figures going into the bathroom. And he heard them beating the shit out of each other. Like, he heard somebody getting killed.
There's definitely a noise that's made whenever you hear a fist hit a head.
Oh, or yeah.
A
head hit it's a distinct thud.
Hit a floor or a wall.
Yeah, like, it's like a sucking thud. Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm ashamed.
And it like ricochets through your body.
Oh, yeah.
Way, especially if you're close.
I hate that I know that. But yeah, so he could hear somebody getting beat to death. Right. And so he goes into the shower room and he's terrified. He's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm going to get killed because these people are here and it's just me by myself. He shines in his light. And this is what got me, because this experience is so similar to what happened to me in my house, which makes me think that it's some sort of like demonic presence, because he made the comment when he walked by the shower stall room. It was like, it was devoid of light. Oh. Like, he shined his flashlight into it and it absorbed it. Like, there was no light. And he started screaming and nobody heard him. Like, he's in a row full of inmates. There's other people here asleep.
Yeah.
And nobody's listening.
He just got taken off into an alternate universe.
Mm-hmm. For a second. So he steps in there and there's nobody there.
What?
He hears somebody literally getting stabbed to death. It was an imprint of some sort. It
had to be.
Yeah.
Did he know of anything that happened?
Yeah, the exact incident had happened.
Oh, shit.
So many years prior. They were a couple of inmates that were doing on a painting detail, and one of them had sharpened one of the painting knives or tools or whatever it was and stabbed the guy to death with it in that bathroom.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this place is crazy. And then, but that's not, like, and so
prison
far.
Prison Shanks and Spooky Haints.
Right? That. That's a good one. That's a good one. That'll probably be the title.
There we go.
But, and so far, my favorite story, and I'm still not through it. Like, I'm getting through this book. There's more. I could probably go for days. But it was the chapter was called The 13th Step.
Oh.
Right. And so the guard was on a night detail, and this is like more recent. He was up walking like the perimeter on the hill, and I don't know how it's set up. I Google mapped it, and it's like really, really interestingly shaped. It's a star-shaped prison kind of. But
you like walk around, you know, you're watching for escapes at night, right? Yeah. And he's up, it's like in the winter, and he's up, like there's, he's up on the top of the platform, and it's like iron stairs and stuff. And he's up there and he starts hearing this tapping, right? And it's like knocking on an iron door. And he notices that it's like, it always taps up to 13 and then it stops and then repeats.
Oh, he started counting them.
Yeah. So it always tapped 13 times. And that he heard the tapping like distinctly, like three separate times, but they'd had a lot of space in between them. So like it wasn't consistent. It only happened occasionally.
Okay.
And then one night, he started hearing the tapping again. And so he goes outside and like there's a fog coming. There's a fog like rising up in the cell yard, right? And the fog starts to like attach to something. And it like makes a figure in the in the in the cell yard.
Have you seen that happen before?
No.
I have.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. And my baby daddy saw it with me, so he could vouch for me. But I've seen that before.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. It's not something I'd probably shit my pants. In fact, I know I would shit my pants. Yeah. It's not an if. It's a when. It's
a jaw drop. Oh, my God. Moment.
Yeah. Like there's something there.
It's almost like watching the, what was the ring? The ring lady crawl out of the TV. What was
Sydney,
her name?
Sydney, the TV's leaking. Samara.
Samara. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has that kind of feel to it. That
nice greasy feel. Mm. Yeah. No. But so the fog was like turning into something and it was like coming up the stairs. And he could hear it like walking up the stairs, right? And it's moaning and groaning and doing its bullshit. And he starts like walking down towards it. And he gets to the 13th step. Right. And like this motherfucker, like there's like a full ectoplasm moment. Like it goes through him and like, I'm not even sure like how to describe it. Like it somehow like sucked the life out of it. Like it absorbed his energy somehow, he said. And this is what, you know, that's where it gets crazy. Cause you know, I've never seen an ectoplasm event. I don't know if I ever will. I kind of hope I never do. But, yeah, it sucked the life out of him like a good little slug.
I can suck the life out of somebody.
Every time.
I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Every time. No, a 12-year-old boy would fart into the microphone. Oh, okay. You're a 15-year-old boy.
We've established that I give good blowjobs, so I just wanted to say it again.
Well, you've reiterated. In three episodes now.
Is it three?
Three. Three separate isolated incidents. But,
so he got a blowjob on the 13th step.
Well, no, technically he got a suck job.
Oh,
there was no blowing. He sucked only.
Hmm. A hickey.
Mm-hmm. He got a hickey from this ghost.
He got a full body hickey.
But he like passed out
on the step.
Well,
right there.
He fell. I guess. And like he had like a vision of an old prisoner that had been hung. And it was a black prisoner. Mm-hmm. And like he's because he made note, he's like, it was an old black prisoner that had been hung. And he's like, he just remarked on like the sadness in his eyes and like the hopelessness. Aww. Yeah.
I wonder if it was like a wrongful situation
in his case, probably, because he said he looked very Civil War era, which, you know, as back then,
you know. What if he just went AWOL? I feel so bad for those guys who go AWOL because they can't be there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, everyone
just
has
can't let them go home. Why are you putting them in prison? You know, they just don't, they're not made for it. You don't want somebody out there that ain't made for it. And then you're going to go hang him, a black man fighting in the fucking Civil War.
Now, and
I don't know his whole story.
I started to say, and he could have killed the whole village. I don't know, but
yeah. He killed his whole squad.
Yeah. But I'm sure the injustice was more often than not. So
yeah. Judging where we're at.
Absolutely.
For sure.
100%. But yeah, that's as far as I've gotten. In the prison book so far, but
I think we need to go.
I'm not going there.
Will you sit outside and hold my bags? Just let me go in alone.
I don't think they'll let you. There's prisoners in there. Men who've not seen a woman in God knows how long.
I'll get sainted.
You'll get killed. The warden's a woman, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I say that.
We should hit her up.
Appointed. Her name's Laura.
Laura. I would love to come hang out with you all.
She looks like a boss ass bitch, too. I mean, I don't know anything about her. She might be terrible.
I mean, if you're running that prison.
Men's maximum security prison.
Mm-hmm, the only one in the state.
I kind of looked her up a little bit, too. She was at a LaGrange before. Yeah. Okay. Which is the other good, mm-hmm. cute little prison we have here.
Yeah.
Far from little.
So she's just a badass.
Looks to be. She kind of looks like you, honestly.
I feel like I could run a prison.
I would believe that.
Yeah. I feel like she'd look at me and be like,
I would get turned into a drug mule really quickly.
Not me.
100%.
No, we're going completely sober in my prison. Can't have shit.
Absolutely. I would be the drug mule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody would convince me.
Let me teach you some coping skills, my guys. That's what I would do.
Let me smuggle coke in my butthole. That's what I would do.
And that's why you don't work in a prison.
That's why I don't work in a prison.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's why I don't work in a prison.
Got my breath taken away from me.
Well, I'll do that to you. These little ghosties will.
The ectoplasm, I suck too hard.
I've had enough. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.